Good day, students. I'm Celeste Fulforth, one of your lecturers for FAC 2602. By now, you should be well on your way to preparing for the upcoming exam. Maybe you have also received back your marks for the second assignment, and you are wondering, how will I pass this exam? The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with some exam technique tips based on the mistakes that students still make when answering the assignments and exam papers. In this podcast, I will only deal with the answering of consolidation questions. Make sure that you know the format of the financial statements. Many times marks are awarded for the proper disclosure or the wording, and these are unnecessary marks to forfeit. A suggestion is to first write out the format, the words, to ensure that you include everything that needs to be included. After this, you can start filling in the figures by going through the balances and additional information provided. In a consolidation question, where all the statements are required, many of the marks will be marked through. This means that even if the figure you calculated in the statement of profit or loss and other comprehensive income attributable to the non-controlling interest is incorrect, but you have carried it down correctly to the statement of changes in equity, this could still be a mark earned. As students, you forget to show your calculation. Always show all your calculations. If you just write down a final answer and it is wrong, you cannot earn any marks. But when you write down the breakdown of your calculation, you can earn sub marks, even though your final answer is wrong. Please remember this whilst writing the exam. In the analysis of owner's equity, the adjustments for opening and closing inventory are normally calculated correctly, but it is a concern that students are uncertain of whether they should be adding or deducting the amounts. You need to make sure that you have the brackets in the correct place. In other words, make sure that you understand what amount needs to be added to the profit and what amounts need to be deducted to decrease profit. If cost of sales need to be debited, for instance, cost of sales will increase, but because this is an expense, it will decrease profit, and hence it should be in brackets in the analysis. Many marks are lost when signs are wrong. When a question contains ordinary and preference shares, some students still combine the analysis of owner's equity for the ordinary shares and the preference shares. This is totally unacceptable, and this principle has never been taught. If you refer to the study guide, you will note that the analysis for the ordinary shares and the analysis for the preference shares are never combined. The parent company is likely to own different percentages, ordinary and preference shares, so the allocation of the items in the analysis between the parent and the non-controlling interests will be impossible at two different percentages. Study the intra-group transactions thoroughly and make sure you understand it. When inventory, for instance, is sold within the group, the unrealized profit needs to be eliminated because that profit has not been realized from a group perspective and will only be realized once the inventory is sold to a third party. Another way to think of it is that the group is not any richer when inventory is sold between the parent and the subsidiary, as although the entity selling the inventory may make a profit, the group as a whole has not made any profit until that inventory is then sold to a third party. Therefore, once you know that cost of sales should be debited, this increases the expense but decreases the profit to eliminate the unrealized profit. You should then also know that the next step is to add it to the cost of sales amount in your statement of profit or loss. Refer to Study Unit 7 and ensure that you understand the pro forma consolidation journal entries. Remember to eliminate all intra-group transactions, such as dividends, interest, and admin fees paid or received between companies in a group. As from a group perspective, there has been no gain or loss. The one company perhaps earned a dividend income and the other one paid it out, but the group then made no profit or loss. I hope that these tips will assist you in the exam, and do not hesitate to contact the lecturers on 012-429-4234 or the group mailbox when you struggle with any specific items. Thank you and good luck with your exam preparations.